Hello, welcome back to the podcast. TGIF, huh? Yeah, got some work done and stepped out of the house, but briefly, just for dinner because I was responsible for buying dinner for Faith, for myself, Faith's caregiver, and the wife. The two younger ones were not home. So I think they had programs. It's Friday, you know. Isaac had to go to school very early because this week, I think, is a poly week orientation for the incoming year ones. And he was there at his CCA booth, I think, manning the booth and answering questions. And then I think Joy said she was going to go to the festival to visit, you know, just to hang out. Good. Happy that they are, you know, involved in school activities. I think Monday is the beginning of the second year, the new year for them. And for many young people, their first day of school in the poly itself, first years, right? They've had a long enough break. And I'm a little bit sad because I was hoping to see them around more. I was even thinking, could I squeeze in one more trip with them? But it didn't happen. All of us have commitments, right? Work, school, and yeah. But we'll plan another one for them. But I think they have their hands full starting school next week. I kept looking at air tickets because I have wanderlust, right? And I'm very fond of traveling and I haven't gotten it out of my system. But yeah, everywhere is expensive. So I kind of decided that I shouldn't try to force it. I mean, if I find a deal, I'll go. I saw one deal that was going to San Francisco like tomorrow for a week. And I saw the price of the ticket was like $900+. And I was thinking, that sounds good actually. But I go to SF a fair bit for work. And it seems kind of strange to spend money to fly there without work in mind. And then also it's on United Economy. I really, really had second thoughts about that. It's like, can I do this very long flight? It's nonstop, by the way, on United Economy or not. I don't know. Even for that price, I don't know. But it was tempting. What am I going to do when I get there? I don't know, but that crossed my mind, right? So, all the usual suspects like Japan and all that turned out to be fairly expensive as usual because everyone's going there right now. Planes are full. I saw one weird thing though, like Hong Kong, I couldn't find any ticket below $1,000 that was direct. What's going on? What's going on in Hong Kong? Is there some kind of activity that is happening in Hong Kong right now that's resulting in even budget airlines charging $1,300 to fly there? I saw this Hong Kong Express airline that was the cheapest, I think. Hong Kong Express or HK Express is budget, right? $1,300, eh? What is up with that, right? Something must be going on in Hong Kong. That's why the tickets are all snapped up. So yeah, that was expensive. I didn't mind. I wouldn't have minded going to Hong Kong just to eat, you know, hang out, look for friends. But no, too expensive. I'm not paying $1,300 to fly to Hong Kong, man. Come on. But yeah, I do this to myself, right? Sort of scouring airline sites to look for deals. Partly because I don't have to adhere to travel schedules. I mean, vacations. I don't need to follow public holidays or weekends if I don't want to, and school holidays, unless I'm going with my kids. So that's one advantage, you know. And of course, assuming I have no work projects to go and deal with, or stuff I can deal with when I'm on the road. So yeah, I'm trying to get out of the country. I got a dirty look from the wife when I said I'm looking at FS, and she looked at me and she went, "When?" "Oh, you see this one? If I leave tonight, it's just past midnight. I can just make this flight." And she said, "Go lah, you just go lah. Just go lah." See, when your wife tells you something like, "Okay lah, you go lah, just go lah," you know you're not supposed to go, right? I don't know how to read these things anymore. She is actually very chill about my travels, especially work. And, you know, bless her soul, we've been together for so long. She knows how I function. And so I'm not sure whether that "just go along" meant, "Yeah, sure, okay, go ahead. I'm reluctantly letting you go." Or it's like, "You go lah, you go. Let's see what happened to you if you go." I live a dangerous life. But I have a very, very patient wife. You know, she's wonderful. She knows, you know. I think we know each other very well, and we do things. We work towards making the other party happy. For example, I just paid for a pair of tickets to Ame's concert. I mean, I'm a fan too. You know, Ame, Taiwan singer, right? She's in concert in Singapore for a concert in July. And they had to add an extra night. The first concert was sold out like super duper fast. And then she was like, "Oh, I wanted to go." And then she looked at me and I was like, "Yeah, you know, but there's no more tickets." Then they announced the second concert slotted in. And I was like, okay, let's try. And we pulled some strings, asked around, and we managed to get tickets. And full price, no discount, mind you. But we got a pair of tickets. And she asked me if, you know, I wanted Cat 2, Cat 3 or what. And I said, "No, let's get a Cat 1. And she said, "It's very expensive." I said, "Yeah, but you know, you like the singer, we like the singer, and we have made time for a concert, so you don't really want to sit far away. It's indoor stadium, come on. Like, it's a crappy venue, okay?" Actually, in Singapore, there are very few good venues for concerts. Just let me say it up front. An indoor stadium is particularly bad because if you look at the ceiling, it's this weird kind of shape, right? It goes up like a cone, like a triangle. That stuff, that roof design, is a nightmare to do live music and, you know, a live audio for. Okay, I've been told by people who would know better than me. So you don't want to be sitting too far away. It's huge, that place. It's to me, right, indoor stadium is the second worst place to have a concert versus the worst place of all, National Stadium. And I've been to concerts for both location venues. It's rough. And I told her, "Look, if you're going to go for a concert, you're going to make time for that night, let's just sit in front as far as possible. Okay, I'll pay for it." Yeah, so that made her very happy when we got the tickets. Cat 1, not the first row. I mean, it's not the back row either. So I told her, "We are in the middle of Cat 1. That's nice." She was a bit disappointed. She wanted to be further up front. And I said, like, at least you didn't get the last row of Cat 1, right? But yeah, concerts are very expensive in Singapore. But this is special because we haven't seen Ami for a long time. And, you know, she's still a great singer. Also, she's very close to our hearts because First of all, I have an autographed CD of hers. I do. She signed it. I know someone. And we both sang backup on one of her albums long ago. I know how weird that is, right? It was a friend, and they, you know, he roped us in because he needed backup singers for one particular track. It's not the whole album. So the wife and I went in there to provide backup vocals for one of the tracks in one of our albums. And I won't tell you what it is. We'll keep it a secret, shall we? But I think my name's in the album. Both our names are in the album sleeves, the credits. Just one track. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, it was quite mind blowing to be part of that. Didn't want that one track in, you know, just that moment. Yeah, she's very nice in person. Ami. I know. Like, how did Brown get into an Ami album? Brown and his wife. Very, very weird. Anyway, story for another time. So yeah, you know, we try to make each other happy. I know it's a bit, in fact, very expensive to go for a concert. And it probably pretty much, you know, nuked my travel budget, to be honest. That some sacrifices have to be made, you know. I'll just have to put off some travel to pay for this. To pay for this concert ticket. The Bryan Adams one was a less expensive. That was at Star? The Buena Vista one. Yeah. That wasn't too bad. That one the acoustics are slightly better. But yeah, concerts are expensive things. I don't think personally I find it very difficult to buy concert tickets. To attend a concert more than twice a year, I think lah. That's my own. For me, I mean, it's different for you. There was another artist that's coming in June that I'm interested in going. That one's slightly cheaper, but like, I am likely to be traveling in June, so I didn't buy the ticket in the end because I was afraid that I can't attend. But yeah, generally speaking, we are not, you know, big spenders on concerts because it's just so expensive. I mean, Singapore is expensive, right, for this kind of thing. You go elsewhere, like the US, I think tickets are easily half the price. I mean, you can get very nice live music in the US, but not here. Here's very expensive. I think people that fly in, venues are expensive, things are expensive, right? Venues, rental, equipment, staff, all that. And you got to fly into our little island for this. And then I noticed that some acts actually give us a miss. For example, Red Wimps from Japan. They're going to Malaysia. They're going to go to, I think, Philippines. No, Asia, no. Then we are left out. What? Why? Yeah, I don't know. I like Red Wimps. Japanese band. So you got money also, you can't watch. Unless you fly to Malaysia. But to KL. Just to give you an idea of how itchy backside I am to get out of the country, right? I was at the bus terminal. Okay, not terminal. Kovan. Okay, that's not a terminal. It used to be an interchange, right? It's near my home. It's like a central, right? Kind of a mini central for that area. So at Kovan, there used to be a bus interchange, and then they shut it down and then made the buses go to Hougang, which already had an interchange. Basically, they just shut down our interchange. Because I think they say, well, the Northeast line's going through Serangoon Central, so I think you don't need an interchange here. So the whole bus bay is still there. Open space, lots of parking for buses. And we still have buses coming by, but it's not an interchange anymore. It's like a shuttle bus, right? So I was waiting for my shuttle bus to go home because I was buying dinner. And I looked at this coach, right? And this coach pulled up. And then people started coming out with bags and luggage. And basically, that is a KL bus, I think. They have a company at the Kovan X interchange operating, you know, an office, and you can go to KL from there. Yeah. My mom, my late mother, talked about it before. She was, I think she's done it before too, from there. So I was waiting for my feeder bus, and I saw these people coming out, disgorging, you know, disembarking from the coach. And I was thinking, you know, this is a good idea. I should just buy a ticket, take a bus to KL from here. It's only my home, right? I just have to take a feeder bus here to Kovan, hop onto this coach. In about 5 hours, I'll be in KL. How about that? I was just waiting there with all the food and buns and stuff. I was thinking, oh, that sounds like a plan. What am I going to do in KL? I don't know. But I was thinking, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, like, my mom, my late mother, her reason for going into KL in the past by coach would be to go to Genting, right? She wants to go there and go to the casino there and play slots. That was her thing. So she had a reason to go. I have no reason to go to KL. Beyond food, you know, there's no sightseeing for me. I've been there so many times. So I was just telling myself, why am I thinking of going to KL by coach? And if I wanted to go to KL, wouldn't it be faster to fly? Well, okay, KLIA is a shit show as far as the location is concerned. It's really out of the way. So, yeah, you wouldn't bother flying, frankly. Yeah, a coach would work. But you know what? If I wanted to go to KL, I would take a train. Because I'm a train nerd. But the problem with our trains is ever since they shifted the dam station from, you know, the downtown location, right? Tanjung Pagar. It is now at the Woodlands checkpoint. So in order to go to KL, there's no, as far as I know, direct train anymore. My friend, who was Malaysian and is now Singaporean, she used to visit her family in Kluang. Not Kluang. Is it Kluang? Which one is the one that is famous for satay? It's near KL, anyway. She used to take the night train, like 10 p.m. And no, it's going to bug me. Satay. What's that place called? Near KL. Kajang. Yes. Best satay is Kajang. Yeah, they're famous. That's right, Kajang. Am I right? Kajang. Yeah, that's right, Kajang. So Kajang, which is famous for their satay, by the way. She used to take the night train from Tanjung Pagar Station. 10 p.m., I think. And travel to Kajang. There's a station. She gets off there. It's almost KL already. I think she reaches there like 5, 6 o'clock last time. She used to reach there around that time. Overnight. And I think they book a better class of seats so you can sleep better. It's overnight. Red eye. Now that, I would take. I would love to do that. Because I'm a train nerd, right? But now, the train station has been shifted to Woodlands. So there's no direct train as far as I know. You have to take a train from Woodlands. It's not even like a very convenient location, mind you. It's not next to an MRT station, okay? It's very out of the way. From that station, you take a JB train across the causeway. Then from JB Central, JB Station, you have a train that goes to KL. this is my understanding. That just takes the fun out of it. You know what I mean? If I have to go through all that trouble, get to Woodlands Station, which is already another country, frankly, as far as most of us are concerned, and then have to take this train to JB, and then from JB, take another train to KL, forget it lah. What's the fun in that, right? So yeah, it's a pity we don't have that direct train anymore. Would have been nice to have bullet train too, right, to KL, 90 minutes, but that's not going to happen. And even if you had like the chance to do like JB, like, okay, from the Woodlands Station, you could hop onto a train that would take you all the way to KL, stopping at JB, of course, without changing trains. I'll be okay. But that station location sucks, right? It's already at a causeway. It's literally like, if I'm going to that station, I might as well just walk across the causeway and be done with it. That's what I think. There's no value. It's just one stupid stop from Woodlands checkpoint to JB Central. Right? If you're going to JB, then yes, the train is fine. But like, if you're going to go to KL, man, forget about it. Sucks, man. So yeah, that would have been fun. I think a coach is fun if you're 18. I don't know. I don't think I want to do that anymore. Not at my age. You know. I think there are some pretty decent coaches. I have seen TikTok videos, reviews of the various options. And the one that I quite like, and it is still the one of the best ones, I think it's called Concord or something. Yeah. It's very luxurious. Is it Concord? No, it's not called Concord. Anyway, it's a VIP bus. That one's a bit pricey, but comes with food. The buses are very, very roomy, and you know, got movie, everything, and they've they keep their condition of their buses quite well. Not like one of these other bus services that claim to be VIP, but they're not. What's that vibrating sound? Must be a drive. Good grief. Is that my drive? Give me a second, let me see. It's gonna be a drive. Yeah, it's probably a drive. So yeah, trains, man. Coaches, man. VIP coaches. Fortunately, budget airlines have resumed their flights to places like Thailand, Indonesia, and I think, you know, for $200, those are good value for going to the region. I mean, I love Southeast Asia, right? Because it's the best. And of course, Japan, but I'm not paying that kind of crazy ass money, right? But Southeast Asia is great too. Yeah. But I think I'll have to pause the travel for a while until I finish paying off the army concert tickets. No, actually, I don't have to pay it off. It wasn't paid on the credit card or something. It's something I put aside money for. But now that I've spent it on the concert, I think it would be financially, well, no, I wouldn't say irresponsible. It would be financially a stretch to go on a quick trip and be back in a week. I know why I'm feeling the itchiness, because in April, traditionally, I'm in Europe for a job, for a project, for a conference, and it hasn't happened in the last few years, so I'm not there. Normally, April, my brain is like ready to go to Europe. Yeah, now I remember why I'm feeling so restless. Yeah, I did come back from Taiwan. Okay, fine, but that was a family vacation, so it doesn't count. But yeah, normally I'd be in Europe for just about now, actually, for the conference. And then my wife would join me, and then we go on a road trip for 2 weeks. That's why I'm feeling restless lah. Until I start feeling that a KL bus from Kovan to KL is a good idea. Yeah. I'm terrible. I love travel too much. All right, then. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.